And here's another sign that the credit crisis is spreading. In the last couple of weeks, interest rates have quadrupled on the bonds that nonprofits use to pay for buildings and projects. Now, hospitals, colleges, and other organizations are warning that if the credit freeze doesn't thaw soon, they'll have to cut staff and services to make up their growing debt payments. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
It looks like business as usual at Endicott College, a small liberal arts school north of Boston. Sophomore Chris Gugino is giving a campus tour.
You guys all seniors this year? Excellent. So when you begin the application process...
Gugino may be playing Joe College cool, but just inside the administration building, Vice President for Finance Lynn O'Toole is stressed. Where to house those future students? Dorm space is tight, and the college wants to build more. That is, she says, until the credit crisis suddenly drove the interest rate for new construction bonds through the roof.
Well, last week it was 5.95%, and I thought that was bad. 7.2% is...
O'Toole trails off. Just a couple of weeks ago, it was under 2%. Next summer's groundbreaking is now in doubt.
At this point, we're rethinking. We are looking at the options. The residence hall is something that we desperately need, but on the other hand, the cost of debt is just prohibitive for us.
The sudden jump is also ratcheting up the payments that nonprofits owe for the bonds they've already taken out.
When it went from 1.75 to 5 point something, it was not a good day. I mean, it cost us $12,000 that day.
Ken Hamburg is in charge of finances for the Home for Little Wanderers. That's a child welfare nonprofit that holds over $3 million in these bonds. If the interest rate stays around 7%, Hamburg's organization will have to come up with another $180,000 this year.
The problem with the current situation is that it comes back to haunt the clients that we serve. We serve kids who have been abused or neglected. Every dollar that has to be transferred someplace else, like to pay debt, is not pleasant for us.
It's unpleasant across the country. Some institutions have been able to lock in fixed interest rates, but now the investment banks that handle those deals are on the ropes. Nonprofits are scrambling to pay the sudden costs in the middle of a budget year.
Some institutions have hundreds of millions of dollars in variable rate exposure. In dollar terms, we're talking about a lot of money.
That's Ben Caswell, the head of the Massachusetts Health and Educational Facilities Authority. It helps issue these bonds to places like Harvard University, Boston's Children's Hospital, and Fine Arts Museum. He hopes the government's $700 billion rescue will get cash flowing again.
Until that money works its way back into the credit markets and the debt markets, the tight credit is going to persist, and we're going to continue to see these high rates.
That would have a lasting negative impact on hospitals and universities, and therefore the overall economy, says Lynn O'Toole of Endicott College.
We're a microcosm of what is out there for the rest of the country. So if this impacts us, it's also going to impact the people that we hire, that we use for our construction projects. It's going to ripple on down.
O'Toole hopes the rescue plan will give a boost to the credit markets and bring her college's capital costs back down. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.